Yeah, it's the Grease Man Show. Hi.
Yeah, Grease.
Yes.
What did you think about Monica Lewinsky giving Bill Clinton a snarling?
I think that's his business and her business, really.
How did you react to that?
I was delighted. I think a president that don't get snarlings is a president that is likely to go to war. I think most wars are caused because of sexual unfulfillment. And Elijah, a lot of guys get their gun off by taking off other countries. I mean, look at Hitler. If he had met Eva Braun before he launched his attack. By the way, I just finished her book. It's called Mein Kampf. And, so I think when I found out the President Clinton was getting snarling from Monica Lewinsky, I was relieved because I knew the President would not precipitate an unprovoked attack on another nation because of sex. I mean, picture this. He's the guy that's in control of the country, in control of the world. And then by 11 o'clock, the Oval Office door creaks open. And in comes at that time, what, 20-year-old girl? Come on, nice looking girl. Nice right woman. Yeah. Comes in there, probably lets the tatar sway free. And then just working that puppy. Dad, you know what? He's got to be thinking, I rule the world, live in the White House, and I'm getting a snarling from a 20-year-old girl. It don't get no better news. That's what he had to be thinking. So I was glad when I heard that she was indeed taking care of him. And I think now she's doing Ginsburg. I got that suspicion. What the hell is this Ginsburg guy hanging around all the time? Man, she must be something, is Monica. Huh? All right, well, good to talk to you.
Okay.
That's my assessment of the situation, sir.
Okay.
Are you a working man?
Huh?
Are you a working man?
I'm trying to be.
What kind of work you do?
I'm trying to find some grasses to cut.
Grass to cut. Well, drive the neighborhood. Drive the neighborhood with your lawnmower and back and drum up some business, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it, son.
Okay.
Today you're cutting grass, tomorrow you'll own the landscaping company.
Okay.
Funny, I was cutting my grass the other day, and a woman drove by and said, "You there, boy, how much do you charge?" And I looked around, I said, "Well, I do it free, but the lady of the house lets me nail her every now and then."